They will have all kinds of investments to make money.
不管你过什么节日，他都可以想出办法来赚钱。
No matter what holiday it is, they would be able to make money.
那为什么今天要问这个问题呢？
Why I want to ask a question today?
我盼望我们信耶稣的是基督徒过圣诞节的时候应该想一些不同的事情。
I think as Christians in Christmas season, we probably should think about something different.
在圣经里面提到圣诞节的时候。
In the Bible, when Christmas is mentioned in the Bible,
我们在路加福音的第二章第十节里面记载到，当天使向牧羊人显现的时候
，In Luke
12:2:10, when shepherds,
when the shepherd was showing up,
It's okay. 就当这个天使向牧羊人显现的时候，那牧羊人都很怕。
When the angel showed up to the shepherd, the shepherds were scared.
所以呢，在那里记载告诉我们说，天使就跟牧羊人说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Then the angel told the shepherds, "Don't be afraid." Because I have very good news, and it's related to millions of people.
好，那在这就是这是当时开始圣诞节的这个起头，就是天使向这些牧羊人来报一个很好的消息。That
was the beginning of the Christmas at that time when the angel was.
那我们刚刚在念的路加福音第四章那段呢？We
read in the. Luke chapter 4.
那个其实是牧羊人，这个天使向牧羊人讲的。他说：“我给你们报大喜的信息，是关乎万民的一个解释。”That
chapter 4 was one of the explanations that when the angels told the shepherds that I have very good news.
为什么呢？因为在这个我们刚念的经文里说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏了我。 叫我传福音给穷穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，那些受压制的得自由，然后呢，要报告神悦纳人的喜年。Because
that was the script says, the spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, the recovery. Of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free.
那这里显然是一件好消息。And
obviously, this is very good news.
现在问题在问是给谁的？
And the question is, who those news was for?
在天使对牧羊人讲话，这是给万民的。
Angel said to the shepherd, "This is for all peoples."
包括你和我。
Including you and me.
那在第四章里面。 来解释的什么呢？你看他的描述，这万民是哪些人
？In chapter 4, let's see what those nations or peoples are included.
他说：贫穷的人、被掳的人、瞎眼的人、受欺压的人。
So those are the people who are poor, the poor, the prisoners, the blind, and the oppressed.
好，问题。 你承认你是这四种人里面的一员吗？
Now the question is, do you accept the truth or the fact that you are one among those four kinds of people?
假如不是其中一员，这个大好消息对我有用吗？有意义吗？
If you are not one of those, is the good news for you?
对不对？啊，很多人报好消息，第二种，你这个我根本没有需要，我要这个好消息干嘛？
Yeah, some people would say, I don't need this good news.
感谢神，这是关乎万民的。Thank
Lord, this is for all the people,
for everybody. 那我们现在看看，其实这四种，当然这个你不一定你要这个对号入座，每四样你都是其中之一哈。这里其实就描述我们这个人生的一个状况。You
may not necessarily be all four of those kind of people, but this is a basically description of. The status we're in.
Very good. 好，那我们一个来看，我们到底是不是在他描述的范围之内？
Now we'll see one by one to see if we are one of.
首先，他讲到传福音给贫穷的人。
First, it says to proclaim good news to the poor.
我相信住在 Bay Area 的人，你跟他说是贫穷的人，他肯定要跟你吵架。
I believe if you live in the Bay Area, if you tell him he's a poor, then he probably has an issue.
在一个这 CBS 的 news 里面，我看到一件很有趣的事。他说住在 Palo Alto 的人，年薪是25万，他们呢合格去申请房屋的优待。
If somebody lives in Palo Alto and have an annual income for $250,000, they still need to go.To get maybe a
housing subsidy.
Yeah, housing subsidy.
然后后面一个标题 ，not a joke. 他说我不是讲玩，讲的好玩的。
Then it was labeled not a joke.
所以换句话说，对我们住在湾区的人，你说他贫穷人，我相信他觉得 what are you talking about?
Yeah, it would be a strange thing if we talk about people here. They're poor if we're living in the Bay Area.
其实贫穷不单单是物质。
Actually, poor is not only full of materials.
我们可以在智慧上是一个贫乏的人。
And we may be poor in wisdom.
我们可以在人际关系上是一个贫乏的人。
Maybe we're poor in the relationships we have.
也可以在我们的生命当中，我们是一个贫乏的人。
Maybe poor for our life.
其实最可怜的穷人，不单单是经济上的穷人。
The most miserable poor is not only the financial poor.
特别在这个时代里面。这个知识的爆炸，科技的进步
，and especially this era of technology and knowledge，
你要各式各样的知识，大概 within few seconds 你通通可以找到。
In few seconds you can find all kinds of information。
可是，这个年代的人却缺乏智慧。
But people in this era is lack of wisdom。
知识跟智慧是两码子事。
Knowledge is different from wisdom。
同样的，因为有科技的进步，其实人和人的关系越来越疏远。
Similarly, because of the advanced technologies, relationship between people.
我相信我们听过这个名词叫低头族。
We know that there's a saying that people just
watch the English version of English.
We just hold down our mobile device all the time.
我记得我们在厦门这跟我们的亲戚吃饭。一桌大概有快二十个人。
I remember when I was having dinner in China with our friends, there was probably 20 people on the table, at the table.
大家坐下来以后，非常的安静。
When we sat down, it was very quiet.
每个人在干嘛？
What are we doing?
讨厌吗？看手机。
Was just looking at our phones.
这就是虽然有知识，虽然有科技。但是人和人的关系蛮差的。
So, even though we have knowledge and have technology, but the relationship between people is very poor.
很多人有忧郁症。
Any people suffering from depression?
有人有强迫症 ，which I don't know what's the English word for. 另外就是这个科技时代，科技时代的很多病症，最麻烦的是这个时代的里面自杀率非常的高。
In this technology era, there are a lot of problem issues, and the worst is that we have a very high suicidal rate.
每年的自杀人数，有人说呢，差不多快29万人。
It's estimated that there will be 290,000 people.
平均每分钟有一个人自杀，八个人自杀未遂。
And every minute there will be some people died of suicide or maybe 8 attempts per minute.
家庭的破碎
and broken families.
不但如此
not only that,
我们人都很疲乏，没有真正的满足
and we're all tired and we're not fully satisfied.
虽然我们有更多的物质的财富，更多的知识。
Although we may have more wealth and more knowledge,
但是我们生活的品质越来越差。
But our quality of living is getting worse.
我们有能力去改变外面的世界，让我们拥有更多。
We may be able to change the outside world so that we can own more stuff.
但是我们没有办法改变我们内心的贫乏。
But we cannot change the status of or lacking inside.
所以现在的人最容易来掩饰我们的贫乏就是盲目。
So the thing that we try to cover what's empty inside is just pretend to be busy.
那另外一种呢，让我们看见，他说是被掳的人。
Another one said in the scripture is those prisoners or captives.
什么是被掳的人？
What are the prisoners?
那我们觉得我们不是自由人呢、啊？我们怎么是被掳的人呢
？We think we're all free men. Why we are the prisoners?
当我们没有办法不犯罪的时候，其实我们就是一个俘虏。
When we cannot prevent from sin, and we are the prisoners.
在使徒行传里面，在告诉我们，他说从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。
In Acts, which verse is this?
26:18.
Okay. So in Acts,
so we're taking us out of the control of Satan and return to God. 然后呢，在约翰一书五章十九节里面，他说全世界人都握在那恶者的手下。
And also in John, First John and chapter 5:19.
所以这里让我们看见，我们的的确确，撒旦借着我们的人，我们犯的罪来辖制我们。
Here we see that Satan has hijacked us because of our sins.
那我们人怎么办呢
？Then what are we going to do?
我们完完全全在这个辖制的范围里面。
We are completely controlled by Satan.
常常我们自己不想要做的事情，但是我们因为被罪的辖制，我们非得去做不可。
Sometimes we really don't want to do something, but because of the control of the sins, and we are doing it.
所以我们失去了我们不犯罪的自由。
So we lost the freedom that not to sin.
不但如此
，Not only that.
一个活在罪中的人，他的情况是非常可怜。
So it's miserable for someone who lives in sin.
在约翰福音四章里面讲到一个撒玛利亚人，撒玛利亚妇人。
In John chapter 4, it was talking the Bible was talking about a Samaritan.
我想这个故事大家都蛮熟悉的。
And I think everybody is familiar with that story.
那这个妇人她在正中午的时候去到井旁打水。
So the woman at the noon time was going to draw water from the well.
是for a good reason, 因为她不想见到任何其他的人。
For a good reason, because she didn't want to see anybody.
所以主耶稣在这个井旁就跟这个妇人有一个 很好的一个对白。
So Jesus had a good conversation with this woman by the well.
因为这个妇人是被当地的人所看不起，不被他们接纳的人。
This woman was not accepted by the locals.
所以她挑在正中午的时候来到井旁来打水。
That's why she chose to draw water at the noontime.
所以这个妇人她心里充满了恐惧。
The woman was frightened.
因为受了许多伤害，就完全没有安全感。
And she was harmed a lot, and she didn't have any safety.
其实我们人不一定像这个妇人一样，但是我们今天也常常受了很多的事情的辖制。
We are actually not exactly like that woman, but we also controlled by a lot of different things.
特别在这个年代里面，这个上网这件事情是很严重的。
And especially in this era, and we surf in the internet is something pretty serious.
有一个报告说。 不少的大学生因为整天上网，成绩变得很差。
There was a report that the college students they have a performance issue, a grade issue, because they spend too much time online.
不得不退学。
And some had to quit school.
那许多的学生就陷入这个网络的这个圈套里面。
So some students just fall trap into on the internet.
在年轻人中间也有不少被色情所捆绑的。
And also there are youth, young people, they are trapped by pornography.
是这个年代大概相当严重的一件事情。
And it's a serious issue for this era.
有的人是被连续剧捆绑。
Some are controlled by serious TV programs.
所以在我们今天生活当中的人
So the people living in this world
凡是在今天生活里面有什么事情让我们没有办法拒绝的
If there is something that we cannot reject
这样的人其实都是被捕的被捆绑
That person actually is a captive or is a prisoner
这就是被掳的人。
This is the prisoner.
第三个让我们看见什么是瞎眼的人。
And number three, we'll see who are the blind.
那说我们的视力都很好，怎么说我们瞎眼的呢？
We all have pretty good eyesight, and why we are the blind.
圣经上跟我们讲，他说你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
And the scripture said that if you don't have a good eyesight, then you're
in darkness.
Yeah, so your whole body is in the darkness.
说说你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
If inside has darkness, then that darkness is basically overwhelming.
所以特别是这个年代啊，让我们假如我们的眼睛看不清事情。
So in this era, if we cannot see well,
基本上我们对我们人生的方向就迷失了。
Then we're going to lost our orientation.
我们不知道要往哪里去。
We don't know where we're going.
特别我们所处的这个花花世界很容易让我们眼睛瞎掉。
Especially in this material world that we will be blind.
让我们看不清到底是什么是真的什么是假的。
And we cannot distinguish truth.From false.
特别一些虚荣的荣华富贵美名
and especially there's some frivolous status
很容易给我们一个幸福的假象
and give us a false image of being happy
让我们有一个虚假的依靠
and it looks like we have a false something that we can rely on
所以有人就提出三个字，忙忙忙，三个不同的忙。
So somebody said that there will be three words, and in Chinese will be busy and maybe blind.
And blind and puzzle.
And a puzzle.
首先讲到忙碌。
First of all, we're talking about being busy.
最容易让我们活在黑暗里面就是忙碌。
The most easy thing to keep us living in the, darkness is being busy.
有人讲这个日本人以前
Somebody said before, the Japanese
他们呢下班了不直接回家
After work, they don't go home.
因为他要让他的妻子有个假象他很忙碌
Because he wanted to give a false image to his wife that he's very busy.
其实真的我们常常因着忙碌，我们没有时间去好好思想真正重要的事情。
It is true that because we're so busy, we don't have time to think about the really important things.
我不知道你在工作的时候，常常至少记得我以前还在上班的时候，常常同事之间最愿意夸耀就说我很忙。
I remember when I was working in the corporation world that.The most thing we want to brag about is, I'm very busy.
你忙碌代表什么？
Do you know what really being busy represents?
代表你很重要嘛。 你才会
very important.
那这是一个假象啊，是个假象。
But this is a false image.
因为真正人忙到一个地步，有时候真的就忙到糊里糊涂死掉。
Sometimes you are so busy and then you don't even know how you die.
你们有听过过劳死这个名字？
Have you heard about some people die because of overwork?
其实这就是忙碌把我们陷在一个黑暗的当中。
This is something because of the busyness traps us in the darkness.
我们很容易啊，忙于处理我们眼前的事情。
It's very easy for us just to process that's very close to us.
然后呢，榨取了我们所有的时间。
Then deprived all the time we have.
忽略了我们人生中间重要的问题
，and ignores what's important in our life.
所以眼前的问题跟重要的问题有没有区别啊
？So something urgent and important, is there a difference between those?
好像都没有感觉的哈眼前的事情不见得是最重要的事。
So something urgent, not necessarily
对不对
important.
所以真正一个 not immediate things may not be the important things. 就是你眼前要做的不见得是你最重要的事情。
So something immediately you have to do, not necessarily is the most important thing.
因着这缘故呢，第一个是忙，这个就是忙碌，就是人常常不知道我为什么忙碌，但是很忙碌。
So because of this, then people getting busy, but they don't know why they're so busy.
第二件事情，第二个忙呢，是眼睛瞎了这个忙。
The second one is being blind.
我们人其实很容易盲目的跟随潮流。
It's very easy for us just to follow some kind of trend.
没有机会去好好想一想。
We don't have time to think carefully.
因为这个世界上大家都赶着去做事情，我们也跳进去跟着做。
We just follow the trend that the people, other people are doing.
有没有
Have we done that?
不但如此，我们会盲目的去攀比。
Not only that, we will compare with other people.
特别年轻人要念什么学校，常常是变成中间彼此攀比，或者是在中间炫耀的事情。
And for youth and for young students, they compare which colleges they're going with, something that they would brag about.
就是不没有在事情搞得很清楚之前，你就盲目的去追随一些事。
So before you figure out something very clearly, that you start to follow the trend to do it.
最后是茫然无知的那个茫。
And last one is basically is you're lost.
Yes. Yeah. Very good.要知道，我们人生只能活一次。
You know, we can only live once, one life.
其实，真正应该问问自己，我这一生到底干嘛
？You really should ask yourself, what's my life is for?
真的要让我们还有机会的时候，来好好来思想。
And let's rethink when we still have the time.
定我们人生的优先次序。
And to set the priority of our life.
这里也告诉我们那些受压制的人，谁是受压制的人呢
？Also, the Bible says talks about the oppressed, and who are those oppressed?
其实我们生活中间有很多事情压迫着我们。
Actually, there are a lot of things in our life.
没有人可以例外。
Nobody can escape from that.
但其实最大的就是被死亡。
And the most oppressing is death.
因为圣经告诉我们，按照命定，定命，人人都有一死。
The Bible tells us that everybody will die.
没有例外。
No exception.
圣经也劝我们说，人若赚了全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢
？So if you try to trade your life for the whole world, that's meaningless.
在路加福音十二章里面告诉我们有个财主。
In Luke 12, chapter 12.
他田产丰富，他呢要把要存很多的这个收成。
He had a huge harvest.
然后呢，他说我要怎么样把这个收成能够存下来
And he was trying to build something to store the harvest, the huge harvest.
那圣经里告诉我们, 这个神就对这个人说呢, 无知的人啊, 今夜我, 必要你的灵魂, 你所预备的要归给谁呢?
And the Bible says that, can't repeat exactly the scripture.
If I
need your soul,
your life,
your life,
what you prepare, whom you give to.
Amen.
其实我们在我们人生的一生当中，很多时候我们盲目的追寻一些东西，其实并不见得有意义。
In our life, sometimes if we just try to pursue something blindly, that it means nothing.
因为我们不论是我们的财富，我们的地位，其实都带不走。
We realize that we cannot take the wealth or anything with us when we die.
但是到这里我们就会想，难道我们一生就是这样的悲观吗？
Then you would think about, is that so sad that our life would be like that?
显然不是。
Obviously it's not.
也不是这个以赛亚书里面所提的，或者我们刚刚念的这个经文里面所说的。
And it's not like the Isaiah says in the Bible.
因为这里告诉我们，耶稣为了我们降生。
Because the Bible told us that Jesus
was for us. 他来要把福音传给贫穷的人。
He came to give us the good news to the poor.
包括贵有的要被得释放。
Including that the freedom to the prisoners.
瞎眼要得看见。
And to recover the sight for the blind.
受压制的要得自由。
And to set the oppressed free.
并且要宣告神悦纳人的喜悦。
And also want to proclaim that God accepts these words, please, by what we offer.
喜年，Jubilee。好，那这里呢，好消息是什么呢？
Here, so what is the good news?
所以这里是这个要把这个大好的消息给我们是什么呢？
What is the good news wants to give us?
他这里 讲了要传福音给贫穷的人。
So one is to spread the good news to the poor.
因为主耶稣来,
because Jesus came.
在哥林多后书里面讲到, 他说我们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典, 他本来富足。
In
2 Corinthians 8:9,
他本来富足的,
他却为我们成了贫穷。
He had abundant, but he became poor because of us.
叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that you can become abundant because of his lack.
所以在这里让我们看见神怜悯我们，他要将他的富足成为我们的一部分。
So the good news is God give us abundance.
所以在圣经里面一直告诉我们,
so the Bible tells us,
这叫我们不要为明天担忧,
we don't need to worry about tomorrow.
因为每日的饮食, 他今日赐给我们,
because every day God gives us.
不但如此, 他说呢, 他要应许给我们得生命,
not only that, he promised to give us life.
而且得的更丰盛,
and to have a more abundance in your life.
这个丰盛可以是让我们满足的生命。
This is, you can interpret that the abundance is something that would satisfy our life.
同时他给我们智慧, 能够活得, 让我们生活活得更有意义。
At the same time, he gives us wisdom so we can have a more meaningful life.
所以神给我们的, 我们觉得是贫穷的，但是他给我们富足。
We think we are poor, but God gives us abundance.
前一阵子听到这个王永庆牧师，
not a long ago, Pastor Wong.
他住在，我相信在座的没有住在那个里面，他住在这个 trailer park.
He lives in a trailer park.
因为我们知道以前我们的一对好朋友的牧师夫妇也住在那里。
Before I had another pastor couple who lived in a trailer park. You know about trailer park?
但是王牧师虽然住在trailer park里面, 他有很丰富的生命。
So although Pastor Wong lives in a trailer park,
他就为了trailer park,就是为了trailer park的人,他开过道会。
So because of the trailer park, he had a gathering meeting.
布道会,说的gospel。 你就看见王牧师年龄很大了。
Pastor Wong is not young.
所以他到底是富足呢,还是贫穷?
Is he abundant or he's poor? He is spreading the good news to the poor.
而且呢,
and also want to set the prisoners free.
这是一个对一个人莫大的好消息。
This is a really good news to anyone.
因为主耶稣来就是要让我们能够和神和好。
Because Jesus came to this world to make sure we will restore a relationship with God.
我们的罪可以完完全全地被释放。
And our sins will be pardoned.
能够享受神给我们别人不能夺去的平安。
Would enjoy the peace that nobody can deprive us.
其实在神的爱中,他可以把我们从各样的惧怕当中拯救出来。
Especially because of God's love, and that we are actually be saved.
是给我们真正的自由。
And this is the real freedom to us.
在这里让我们刚刚提到的撒玛利亚妇人。
One more time, we're talking about the Samaritan woman.
当他发现主耶稣就是神的儿子的时候,
when she found that Jesus was the Son of God,
他本来要到井边去把水的,
she was about to get water from the well.
就很高兴地把水桶丢在井旁边, 就赶快跑过去告诉城里的人。
Then she threw down the bucket, then went back to the village to tell people.
跟城里人说, 他说这个人将我一生的事情都说出来了。
And I told the people that that man told all the everything about my life.
说莫非他就是将来的弥赛亚吗?
Is he the Messiah?
就是因为这个妇人的一生被改变了。
Because of the change of that woman's life.
她可以完完全全的坦然的面对她的每天的生活。
Now she can face her life without any fear.
不再惧怕,
no fear.
因为他完完全全得到释放,
because she was set free.
因为他知道主耶稣赦免了他的罪,
because Jesus pardoned her sin.
而且呢,完完全全接纳他,
and accepted her completely.
真的是被掳的得到释放。
So that is really that the prisoner set free.
不但如此,
not only that,
神也赐下圣灵,
and also God sent the Holy Spirit,
给我们力量可以不断地胜过罪,
gave us the strength to defeat sins.
我们不论什么时候,
no matter what time it is,
只要能够来投靠他,
as long as we can come to God,
我们都可以胜过罪,
we can always defeat sin.
他让瞎眼的能够看见,
and he recovered the sight for the blind.
在约翰福音告诉我们说，他是生命的源头，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。In
John, it said he is the source of life, and as a source of light.
其实我们瞎眼乃是表示我们看不见一些事情。
The blind people cannot see things.
当我们被神 恩典打开我们属灵的眼睛之后,
when our spiritual eyes are opened,
我们就可以寻求真正有永恒意义的事物,
then we can seek things that will last forever.
有一位在60年代的一位宣教士叫Jim Elliot,
there was a missionary in the 1960s.
他是很早在 中美洲做宣教的时候被当地的土人杀死的。
He's one of those early who killed by the locals.
但是他留下了不但很好的榜样
，and he set a very good example.
而且留下了很多很值得我们去记得的一些 quote， 很多这个名句。
And he left us a lot of famous quotes.
我这里只讲他的其中一个。
He was one of them.
他说 ，He is no fool.Who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose? 他说呢，这个人绝对是一个聪明人，因为他知道他可以放弃他根本不能保持的，但是要得到那他不会失去的。换句话说，詹姆斯·艾略特告诉我们，在世上很多事情是会随波逐流。就不见了，没有永恒价值。
But in other words, that James Elliot told us that a lot of things in the world is are drifting.
但是那些宝贵的东西，它永远不会失去。
And there are precious things that will stay here forever.
求主耶稣也开我们心中的眼睛。
May Jesus open our eyes in our heart.
因为他创造了世界和这个和我们
，He created the world and us，
不是一个毫无意义偶然的产物
，Is not something by accident。
其实他在我们每个人一生都有个好的计划
，He has a plan for every one of us。
如果我们按照他的旨意来生活的话
，If we live according to His will，
就可以有一个正确有意义的人生。
We have a very meaningful life.
最后，他说受压制的要得自由。
The last, also the Bible says to set the oppressed free.
其实我们原来都是在活在死亡的权柄底下，没有自由。
We were actually living under the shadow of death.
但是主耶稣他来为我们死。
Then Jesus came and died for us.
圣经上告诉我们，他为我们受的鞭伤，让我们得到医治。
The Bible says that because of the whip that Jesus received, and that we are cured.
因为他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
Because of the punishment he had, and that we have peace.
所以主耶稣被钉死三日以后，从死里复活。
When Jesus resurrected after 3 days.
他的复活战胜了死亡的权势。
His resurrection defeated the death.
阴间的权柄。
And also the control from the hell.
他把我们从死亡的权势底下释放出来。
And he set us free from the shadow of death.
这个在耶稣基督的门徒身上让我们看得很清楚。
This is a very clearly demonstrated from the disciples.
当主耶稣被抓的时候。
When Jesus was captured,
他的门徒都四处逃跑
and his disciples scattered all around.
但是当主耶稣基督复活之后，显现给他门徒看
after Jesus' resurrection and showed to his disciples,
门徒他们的生命完完全全被改变
and the lives of disciples have changed completely.
他们聚集在一起
they gathered together,
在一起祷告。
And prayed together.
而且呢，他们变成非常勇敢的，向他们那个时代的人来做见证。
And they became so brave and did a lot of testimonies to.
甚至于付上他们生命的代价，他们再次呼吸。
And also even paid the price of their life.
因为当他们知道主耶稣已经复活了
，When they knew Jesus were lived again,
知道死亡已经不能够再压制他们。
And knew that the death cannot control them anymore.
因为耶稣基督已经胜过了死亡。
Because Jesus defeated death.
让我们看见基督徒的生命是一个胜过死亡的生命。
And this is a demonstration of Christian's life is a winning life.
那么在希伯来书里面告诉我们
，In Hebrew,
他说要释放那一切因怕死而为奴的人。
We want to set free all those people who scared of death.
所以这让我们看见，
So here we see,
我们虽然可能在这四种人当中的一种或者几种，
we may be one of those four kind of people or even more one kind.
但是主耶稣基督来，
because Jesus came,
把我们从这些捆绑当中都释放出来。
Then we were set free from all these bondages.
因为主耶稣来，
and because Jesus came,
开了一个新的世纪。
And he started a new world.
New era.
New era.
在这里最后他是我们刚读的马可福音路加福音里面告诉我们，他宣告神悦纳的喜年。
And also at the previous scripture that we read that also he came to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
神悦纳的喜年。
The year that the Lord is pleased.
主耶稣他在地上行走了三十年。
Jesus walked in this world for 30 years.
他甘愿地为了我们的缘故钉死在十字架上。
And he was crucified because of us.
3天以后从死里复活。
And 3 days later, he resurrected.
之后又升天回到神的荣耀里。
Then he rise again and went to the glory of God.
他开启一个全新的国度。
And he started a completely new kingdom.
这个国度在旧约里面就用禧年来做预表。
This kingdom was foretold in the Old Testament as Jubilee.
在旧约时代，犹太人他们每50年有一次禧年。
In the Old Testament, every 50 years, the Jews would have a jubilee.
在这一年里面，奴隶都要被释放出来。
In that year, all the slaves will be set free.
债务一笔勾销。
And all the debt will be cleared.
他祖先遗留下的产业要归回原来主人的后代。
And also the inheritance that he received also will be returned.
这就是今天主耶稣来带给我们的好消息。
This is the good news that Jesus came to give us.
所以今天是个在恩典的当中。
Today in this grace,
是神悦纳人的喜年。
Is the year that God will receive the jubilee.
所以我们每个人都要抓住这个机会，能够接受他的恩典。
Everyone will grasp this opportunity to receive His grace.
凡是接受耶稣基督的人都有这个福分。
Everybody who received Jesus.
这就是
receive.
This is gospel.
This is gospel.
这就是我们刚刚念的大喜的信息。
This is the great good news that we.
这个信息是为我们预备的。
This message was prepared for us.
它是一个礼物。
This is a gift.
只要我们愿意接受，就可以得。
As long as we want to receive it, accept it.
假如我们已经接受，
if we've already accepted.
我们能够继续享受他给我们这个礼物吗？
Well, we'll continue to enjoy this gift.
其实这就是在圣诞节的时候真正的信息。
This is the real message for the Christmas season.
这就是我们应该怎么样来庆祝圣诞的一个理由。
This is the reason why we want to celebrate Christmas.
愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们很感恩的心来接受了这个礼物。
We accept this gift with a thanksgiving.
也同样以感恩的心，能够让我们能够享受这个礼物。
And also with the thanksgiving, we would be able to enjoy this gift.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，因着你自己的顺服，让我们能够在你面前得到这份美好的礼物。让我不再受罪恶的辖制，不再被我们自己的软弱来限制，让我们从一个贫穷的人成为在你面前一个富足的人，让我们在你的里面能够完完全全得到释放，得到自由，因为这是你要让我们得到。主啊，今天我们就求助你，借着你自己的话放到我们的心里。当我们面对这个世界的时候， 我们心中有把握，因为知道你已经将这个自由，将这个福气赐给我们每一个愿意接受的人，也更恳求你来帮助我们，让我们已经得到这个福分的人，我们宝贵这个福气，而在每天的生活中间能够不断地支取你这个福气，好让我们真正是不单在名义上，而且在实际的生活上享受到你自己的福音的好处。我们将这祈求祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
谢谢主牧师美好的重要的圣诞信息。现在我们为今天的奉献祷告，请诸位低头。慈悲的父神，我们感谢你，在这一年里你保守祝福了我们，我们深深的知道你是生命之主，万福的源头，我们的生命气息生活活动存留都在乎你，蒙你的眷爱赐给我们一切生活所需，你更是恩待了我们，让我们全家有平安健康与在你里面的喜乐。感谢赞美你，因为你是爱我们一直帮助我们的天父，也因为你的同在，从恩信教会的牧师及教师的讲解里，弟兄姐妹的关怀中，我们更认识了基督耶稣，体验了主里的爱，我们的信仰与灵性都有了进步，我们内心明了神丰富的恩典和充满祝福的带领必会赐给那寻求他信靠顺服他的每一个人，使我们的生命中由你而来的亮光跟智慧。今天我们也特别感谢主耶稣为我们而降生，主在十字架上所流的宝血也洗净了我们一切的罪，我们因而得蒙救赎，成了神的宝贵儿女，我们是多么有福啊！感谢天父，感谢耶稣，我们也乐意为教会及传福音的事工奉献金钱与心力，来回应主的爱与恩典，求主悦纳我们乐意奉献的心。祷告奉耶稣基督的名， Amen。